ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those Santa Ana winds strong in parts of Los Angeles again today, but they are expected to die down later this afternoon. The wildfires out there have killed 10 people and destroyed 10,000 structures. The Supreme Court last night denying Donald Trump's last-minute appeal for a delay, meaning he will be sentenced in his hush money conviction this morning, and on January 20th will become the first American president ever sentenced for a crime.
Despite repeated attempts to delay the sentencing, overnight the president-elect called the decision fair, but vowed to appeal his conviction.
I read it, and I thought it was a fair decision, actually. So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent.
Trump faced up to 4 years in jail. Now he will face no real punishment at all. The judge has said he would impose an unconditional discharge. No jail time, no fine, no probation.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. The Labor Department releasing December jobs numbers this morning. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Virgil Thu has been apprehended. You may remember that he's the suspect in the triple homicide in New Lisbon. 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two teen girls, ages 12 and 13, were murdered in a home there. Police apprehended the 47-year-old in Elroy Thursday after he had been on the run for more than a week. Wisconsin-based department store Kohl's will close 27 stores this year. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the chain, which operates over 1,100 stores nationwide, said these 27 are underperforming. None of the stores marked to close are in Wisconsin.
Voters will decide whether to approve a $197 million referendum for the Oshkosh Area School District. The referendum will fund the second phase of a four-phase consolidation plan. Superintendent Brian Davis.
Our team is proposing tonight, based on our work really over the last year and what we feel is best for kids and taxpayers as we're moving forward, knowing that over the last 3 weeks we've had a shift in locations. But again, the tenets and the themes of what we're trying to get done have not changed, which is why we're proposing to be able to move forward with it as of tonight.
The vote this week was 5-2 to ask for the referendum. Dr. Timothy Hess and Kelly DeWitt made the dissenting votes.
A Neenah woman was arrested yesterday for her fifth OWI after the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office received a call about a vehicle on State Highway 55 driving 20 miles below the speed limit and swerving in and out of its lane. Wisconsin State Patrol located the vehicle in Freedom about 10 minutes later and arrested the driver, 40-year-old Ashley Lulloff. Officials say drug paraphernalia was located in the vehicle. The matter is under investigation pending blood sample results.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5. WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Then on Sunday in New York against the Knicks, Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Eastern Conference with the highest average of points scored per game. Afterwards, you'll find Giannis every night sitting in front of his locker with ice bags on his knees and feet and a timer set for 20 minutes.
Except one. He's not going to be mad at me. Except one that Brooke took. I didn't like that one, but overall, I feel like we're playing good basketball. We're finding open guys, and when we do that, it's with a very, very hard to beat.
NFL, the Packers in Philly Sunday to take on the Eagles. So how do you stop running back Saquon Barkley, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this season?
He does a great job with vision to get guys, peeking in gaps they're not supposed to be and exploit that. And when he does, get into, open space, he can make a guy miss and take it to the house.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds will increase in the afternoon with a high of 25. And then snow on the way tomorrow night. Sunday could get 2 to 3 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it all winds down on Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Kelvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Kelvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I review 2024 in the law and talk about what it tells each of us about our expectations for 2025 and your family. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, boys. Special thanks to Landon Jones. Best of luck to him. Green Bay creator, runs his own ad agency called Respect here in town, which is just fantastic. And he's up for something big, doing a commercial for Doritos, which could possibly air during the Super Bowl, which would be absolutely amazing.
Yes, for the listeners, that this is really an interesting and a fun thing to get into as a resident of Green Bay. This kid went to school at East and went into medical school, didn't really work out for him, and just found his passion being in advertising and promotion. He put this ad together that has gone from thousands of applicants down to 25. And what is that website again? To YouTube? What's it called? Dorito Bold?
I'll have it.
Okay. It'll be attached to us, but take a look at that and let me know if you think this guy's got a chance on winning. But it's down to 25, and if they air in the Super Bowl, picks up $1 million.
All right, time right now for our Burkle's One Block Over Green Bay Packer throwback segment. The Green Bay Packers, of course, this week in Philadelphia. And who better to talk to than somebody who's pretty much born and raised in the Philadelphia area? I'm sure grew up as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, played for his hometown team, and then, of course, spent some time in Green Bay in what I still say was one of the most fun seasons in all the years I've covered the Packers, which is 40 years, one of the most fun seasons ever was 1989. And this guy was one of the great guys in the locker room you'll ever have, Mr. John Spagnuolo. John, good morning.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you this morning. And that was a fun team we had in 1989. We thought we were in the playoffs till we got knocked out by Minnesota on a Monday night game. And but that was the magic man, Don Majkowski and Sterling Sharp, and we had a lot of really entertaining come from behind games that year, and it was just a great locker room and a great, great community. I really enjoyed my year in Green Bay. And quick correction, I did grow up an Eagles fan, but they stunk so badly that I picked up the Packers in the mid-60s, so that was my team.
Are you serious?
Gone back?
My God, yeah. How could you not root for the Packers and Vince Lombardi? Chuck Mercine, are you kidding me? I mean, that was the best. That was the vintage time of NFL football.
Oh, that's awesome. I got to say one thing, though. You and I, okay, so I was born in 1957.
You're young like me.
Yes, exactly. But I was looking at some stuff. There's one major difference. So I played high school football in 1974, and you played high school in 1974. And I was looking at your reunion of your undefeated Bethlehem Catholic team, and you had like two guys that played in the NFL for like 10 years. We had one guy that went to Mesabi Junior College, so we're pretty much equal. Boy, did you guys look stacked in high school.
I'll tell you what, we had two guys, Mike Gooman, who played for Penn State and blocked for Eric Dickerson with the Rams. 9 years, and that's it for 50 years. I mean, we were basically a year apart in grade school, at Notre Dame grade school, and then Bethlehem Catholic College, and then he went to a navy blue and white school called Penn State. I went to a navy blue and white school called Yale. and that's where our paths diverged. But we competed in Little League, football, basketball. It was really something. And it's never happened since. I mean, it's been a half a century. We haven't had to put anybody else in the pros.
That's crazy. By the way, my partner here, Jim, mayor of Green Bay for 16 years, and something very in common here. This is like an Ivy League moment. You went to Yale, and he went to Harvard Business School.
Not nearly as smart as you. I went there for a summer.
But he's got, but enough for him to have the Harvard coffee mug all over.
Which John broke.
I like that. Well, I'll tell you a quick story here. My brother went to Harvard. He's my only sibling. And we played against one another in 1976. He was a center. And we didn't actually line up against one another, but we beat Harvard that day. I was a sophomore. He was a senior. And I was awarded something, an Ivy dinner a couple years ago. And I said, you know, I was a tight end. He was a center. I said, we were the Kelce brothers before the Kelce brothers were born.
There you
You're
go.
Right.
You think you would have figured that out at Yale. So, but I mean, those two schools, they do have a rivalry with pranking each other. But,
You know what, John? If I ever do retire, and I'm not kidding about this, I'm going to like rent an RV or something. I'm going to take one autumn traveling around the country, going to college football games. The first one I want to go to is a game at Army. And the second one would be like Yale or Harvard, or I'd love to go to Ivy League. I'd love to be there on a Saturday morning and the pageantry. There's something special about college football. I mean, Green Bay, we've got, you know, people say, oh, it kind of reminds you of a college town with the tailgating and everything. But there's a certain something on a Saturday morning in the fall at a college football game, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. But don't worry about buying tickets in advance at the Yale Bowl. They seat 70,000 people. And there's about 10, except for the Harvard game. They get about 10 or 15, and there's more people outside at the tailgate than inside. Or maybe they're all in the library.
That's it. I got my card. You can't get into the Harvard library without being a student.
Right,
so I got that. I got that going for me. Hey, where's your allegiance now in the NFL?
It's with the Eagles. I mean, I'm a hometown fan.
Right,
and everything
I would
else.
Think so.
I really... But I follow the sport. I just love following the evolution of offense and defensive philosophies over the years. I mean, I really do, just to see what they're doing in the pass game and stuff. I mean, to know that, everything kind of when I played, different meals, pretty autocratic. Everything was top down, but when you know that Mahomes and Kelce kind of go into a room together and they riff with one another and they come up with plays and then they run by Andy Reid and say, hey, can we do this? And he says, yeah, I like that. I mean, it's just really neat to see just how the game has progressed over the years. I latch on to the Eagles, but I'm always interested in just watching games just to see how things sort of develop, and it's really been fun. The evolution of the game has been incredible.
Some of that Yale coming out of them.
That's a Yale player.
Hey, John, that's great that you look at it from that's an interesting way to look at it. And you're right, the game has changed. Salaries are still the same.
Hey, I was a Plan B free agent. When I came to Green Bay, so I got a $75,000 signing bonus. So it was, that's nothing to sneeze at.
It's hard to believe, though, John. I mean, we're going back to our generation pretty much, and Larry McCarron telling me, I think 73 was his first year, and he made like 25 or 30,000, and he had to be a substitute teacher in the off season in Chicago. Pay the rent?
Chuck Bednarik was a Hall of Fame two-way player, right? In 1960 championship, the last championship game that Lombardi ever lost.
Yep.
And they called him Concrete Charlie, not because he was a vicious hitter, it's because he worked at a concrete factory in the offseason.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it had to be.
Absolutely. I mean, I joke about like when I used to do all my post game shows, and you remember the Lindy Infante show, or I did one with Lynn Dickey and different guys over the years. And now, so I filled in on Channel 5 here about a week or so ago before the Packers Monday night game, and they gave me what they would give a player. And it was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And I said, we used to give an oil change, a free oil change, and you know what? Not one guy turned it down.
You know, the we go back for alumni events, you know, and every team does it differently. So the Eagles do something, and they, you know, they give you a jersey and you wear it and stuff. And I remember seeing the old timers, they would come back in afterwards and say, do we have to return the jersey? You know, and they'd say, no, you can keep it. And they go, wow, really?
Yeah, it was a whole different world back then. But, yeah, John, you stayed involved with football after you for a few years after you got out, right, with the Players Association. And you did some sports casting, right?
That's right, yeah. I did I was involved with the union until I retired, and that was sort of, you know, we went to court and sued and, you know, got the free agency thing in the early 90s. And then I worked for ABC for about 8 years, and I did college football. I got as far as the third team. I was behind, you know, Keith Jackson and Bob Greasy, and then Musburger and Vermeil. And then I worked with Mark Jones for a couple of years.
So
I did a lot of really, really great games, you know, Madison and I actually, you know, through my football life professionally in college and then just other stuff, I've been to all 50 states. So it's kind of, you wouldn't get to Mississippi and Arkansas and places like that unless you did college football. You know what I mean?
I think that's absolutely awesome. Well, John, I just have to ask you, you know, what we got coming up here. How do you see this one? The Packers are coming in kind of walking wounded and licking their wounds after a ball game the other day. That was pretty disappointing. But how do you see this?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a homer and all that stuff. But I, you know, the Eagles rested. They rested Barkley. I mean, everybody said, you know, what do you think? And I remember our 12-4 season when we went to the Super Bowl back in 1981. And that bye week is so important for resting. So even though the Eagles didn't get a bye week, they got a week off for their starters. And you just feel so much better. You know, you heal, you rest, you can get treatments, you can lift and work out better than you would otherwise, and you get a little refreshed. You know, I look at Kansas City, my God, they're going to have like 20 days off, 24 days off.
Right.
So they go back to play. But I think you know, the Packers are, this is a classic wild card weekend where you kind of come limping in, you barely make the playoffs, you have had a great year, you know, but people are banged up and maybe they play, maybe they don't. And then, you know, you're going to be in a hostile environment. So it's generally, it doesn't favor, you know, the visiting team that much. And I think the Eagles are healthy. I don't think Green Bay is. And I think that's the difference maker. They had a great year and it's a great team and it's on the ascent. So, you know, we got to watch out for the Packers, but I don't see it happening.
I just want to say one thing. You know, one of the key things, and this happened when the Packers won the Super Bowl back in like 2010. So, and then they just got hot and peaked at the right time. I just feel like this Packer team peaked about 3 weeks ago.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that's a big part of it too. Just momentum and confidence and everything else. So. I think Hurts is a question mark. I don't know. I think this thing's a little overdone with the concussion protocol. I mean, I'm all for it and everything, but it never looked like he got hit that badly.
Right.
And then it seems like, you know, they're playing games a little bit with, you know, holding him out until Wednesday and they don't have to release anything until the practice. But I think he'll be ready to go. If he doesn't play, it's a different story. I mean, then Barkley, you know, the running game gets compressed with Barkley. I mean, the thing that Hurts does is he keeps pressure on the perimeter, you know, so you're looking at that handoff, you're reading the linebacker or defensive end or whatever. He can't crash down on Barkley because, you know, the quarterback can pull it out and run. But if you take that threat away, Barkley's a different runner. It's a different scheme. Then, you know, then it's a different, you know, then the rushing running game and the play action passing isn't as problematic as it is, you know, when Hurts is running the show.
All right, you can win the game, but don't throw snowballs at Santa.
Well, you guys said it, Craig John Spiegel.
Hey, come on. We had a good thing. A.J. Brown got the game ball.
Right.
He gave it to, I mean, we know we can do some nice things in the fans once in a while.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right? Keep
Love
saying
the
that, John. Yeah. We got to set our 1 minute break. Can you stay with us, John?
Sure. Yeah.
John Spagnuolo, former Green Bay Packer, Philadelphia Eagle, joining us. We'll be back right in 1 minute.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Try 1 month on us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Very, very, very special guest, John Spagnuolo, former Green Bay Packer tight end and Philadelphia Eagles. John, one of the things I like to do when I get former players on is little thumbnail sketches where I throw out a name and what pops into your mind. Do you mind doing that with me real quick?
All right, let's give it a whirl. Could be a lot of blanks at this point, but I'll try.
Well, I'm going to start out with one you mentioned already, Don Majkowski.
Oh, Magic Man. What are you? Are you looking for one word or just?
Just whatever comes into your mind.
Loved him. He was. You know what? I thought he was the next Joe Montana. I really did. You know, the way he played that season, he was so unflappable under pressure. You know, didn't have a strong gun of an arm, but he had a good pocket feel, good presence. Really understood the offense. Just a shame when I know, you know, he hurt his shoulder and, you know, he and Lindy had maybe a little falling out, this and that, whatever. So, but I really felt like that guy was just scratching the surface on an incredible NFL career. It didn't work out the way I thought
it would. Shoulder injury really handicapped him for a long time. It always did, right till today.
He still carries that swagger with him, though.
We've
had him on our show a couple times.
He's been in the studio here.
Yeah, just a great guy, and I'm with you on that. Just a talented guy with a tremendous—I don't know if it's really confidence as much as it is swagger. He just was very confident.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we had like 4 games. We were down. You know, we were down in the last 4 minutes or so, and I think we came back to win like 4 of them. I mean, it was just—he just did his thing. You know, he was Joe Cool. I mean,
absolutely.
And he was just a good guy too. You know, it was great. Sterling Sharp.
Yeah.
He was fun. I mean, this is a guy, he bought into that system. I mean, the Lindy system was like, you know, throwing on rhythm, you know, and timing, and, you know, you didn't really like work a guy and make a move on him. You just got to an area and the breaks were fast. And he was a combination of speed and strength, unlike any, you know, most receivers I don't see. A.J. Brown's a little bit like him. He just sort of, you know, for the Eagles, if you try to bump him, he's gonna hit you upside the head, as they say, you know, and get right around you, or he's gonna, you know, use his footwork and get around you as well. He's got both. He was a tough receiver. I'm happy to see him getting a look. I don't know how that's worked out in the Hall of Fame. I know he had a short career, but he was the top receiver in the game when he played.
Okay, an opponent that you would have to go up against when it's like, okay, we're running this play and I got to block this guy, Lawrence Taylor.
LT was a son of a gun, I'll tell you what, to go against. The one thing I felt like I had, I wouldn't say an advantage, he liked open space, you know, so he liked to come off that edge and beat a tackle or a pulling guard or a running back to the quarterback. When you got somebody on him, I realized, although he could like get low and run me over if he wanted to, he chose not to do that. He chose to dance around you a little bit. So I actually struggled blocking Carl Banks, more than LT, because Carl was really physical on the other side of that incredible defense that they had back in 86.
Hey, Carl Banks was kind of a scary guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, his first year, he didn't know where the hell he was going, but after that, he did.
And I say that because he was from Flint, Michigan, okay? Played at Michigan State, and I worked in Flint doing TV, and I remember being at a high school basketball game, Flint Beecher against Flint Powers, and Flint Beecher had a phenomenal player named Roy Marble who played in the NBA, and Powers had a guy that played tight end at Michigan State, and near the end of the game, the guy for Powers just clobbered Roy Marble, and there was going to be like a riot, okay? People were coming out of the stands. Carl Banks was home on break for Michigan State. Carl Banks walked to midcourt and pointed to people, "Get the hell back!" And every person melted back into the stands, and I'm not joking about that. He had that presence, didn't he, John?
Yeah, he did. He did. I was, he was stout and tough, and very hard to move. And he was great against the pass and the run. That was a great defense. What can I say? I think next to the Chicago Bears '85 is the best defense I played against.
Okay, then did you play with Vince Papale?
I did not. We overlapped. His last year was my first year. He was on injured reserve at that time. But I know Vince real well, and he's a terrific guy.
They made a movie about him with Matt Damon, played the part. Which Matt Damon was about 5'8", playing the part of a guy about 6'4".
It was called Invincible. It was a great movie.
Oh, no, not Matt Damon. It was, who's the other guy?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yes.
Yeah.
But that was a great story. He'd never played football, really, and went to an open tryout and made the Eagles as a special teams guy for a lot of years.
It was. He went to St. Joe's. They didn't have a football team, but he ran track. And then Dick Vermeil took over the team in 1976 and basically had an open tryout. And like 200 people showed up and, tried to run 40s, and some guys couldn't even make it 40 yards without getting gassed, And Vince, I think Vince was like one of maybe 3 to 5 people that they said, come to camp and we'll give you a shot. And then he made it on special teams and, played a little bit of wide receiver, but he was a hustler, and the whole city rallied behind him. It was a great story. It really was. And Vince spoke at my daughter's school. I asked him shortly after the movie came out. He was getting $25,000 a pop, and he actually came to my daughter's school two weeks after for free, to motivate the kids. And I remember a mother came to me whose daughter had no interest in any sport whatsoever and said, "This guy made such an impact on my daughter," because he basically said, everybody said, "You can't play pro football. You can't play football if you didn't play college football." He said, and he screamed at the top of his lungs in the church. I'll never forget it. He said, "Don't let anybody ever tell you what you can't do in life."
That's awesome.
And he said, "Because that's all I ever heard growing up." And it was powerful. And it was really something. And that's sort of the message of the movie, too.
Beautiful.
Just quickly on coaching, Dick Vermeil.
He's like he's a father to me, and he's a father. He's a father to hundreds of people.
Right.
He really just he didn't want me on the Eagles because I didn't go through his camp. I was drafted by New England and cut, and then they prevailed upon him that I'd be an upgrade in the backup position. But he didn't want me on his team, and he made it really clear to me. He said, "I don't want you here, and I'm going to run you out first."
Oh my God!
Well, I'm glad you made it. All right.
Yeah, I am too. It worked out. He's the best.
All right, John Spagnuolo, I hope you still have fond memories of Green Bay, my friend.
Absolutely.
And as we say, have a good game, not a great game.
Okay. Hey, guys, I really enjoyed being with you. Happy New Year. Good luck to everybody.
John, can't thank you enough. Thank you so very much, my friend. John Spagnuolo, former Green Bay Packer and Philadelphia Eagle, just one of the classiest guys you'll ever meet in the world of sports or business or whatever. No lie. We're going to start a break. When we come back, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, phenomenal brother combo. The Labonte brothers will be joining us for some live music back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Abundant Life Christian School students are back in class today for the first time since the deadly shooting on December 16th. On top of that, the fundraiser for the school community just keeps growing. The account has now surpassed more than $250,000. That's a quarter of $1 million. And that's not counting the big donations expected from Madison's two Texas Roadhouse locations, who chose to donate all their profits yesterday. Today, we have new information for the first time in weeks. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes released a video with new information. As of right now, there are still those two students in the hospital. They're in fair condition. Barnes says they found two guns at the scene of the shooting and 21 shell casings, but they believe only one of those guns was used. One big remaining question, though, is where that gun came from. Wisconsin does not have laws that require guns be stored in any specific way. However, according to the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, Wisconsin does have laws that say adults can be charged with misdemeanors if children under 14 use guns to harm others, and those guns were stored recklessly or loaded and within children's reach. But the shooter was 15, so that law may not apply. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
No charging decisions will be made until detectives have had time to review all physical and digital evidence linked to this case. Again, this is a lengthy process and it could be several more weeks or months before a decision is made.
Barnes says they're also still working on determining the motive. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds will increase in the afternoon with a high of 25. And then snow on the way tomorrow night. Sunday could get 2 to 3 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it all winds down on Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is going on in North Carolina and in Florida with Judge Eileen Cannon? Jim Santel from Abacus Law Review joins us to break it all down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Weekday mornings at 10. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to John Spagnuolo. Man, he was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, something else. I'm just a great person.
Classy and, guy.
Right.
Brings it all.
And did you notice?
Nikki just said so. Good, her mic's still
but
off.
But did you notice that every we threw four names at him, he said nice things about all four.
Absolutely.
And I just think he's just a class guy.
He is. He is. Right now, what's he pointing at? My camera? Oh, I'm closer. All right. Right now.
He's coming into adjust.
Get your melon out of the way.
Did my face look too fat in that? Is that what you're saying there? Oh, he's getting those guys.
Go on. Toward okay. Jim and John. Toward Jim and John.
I think he wants...
Okay. No, right. I want you guys. Right. That's there
okay,
you go.
Okay, because they'll be on the other one. Yep. Okay. Oops. Hey, it's time for the Heights Pub and Parlor music series with, of course, Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
I still love your basketball. Don't you love those earrings this year? Is the basketball hoop earrings?
All we got basketball up. Tonight. So, yeah. Anyways, happy Friday, everyone.
Woohoo!
Come stop in for fish tonight and indulge in our perch plate that comes with home fries, yellow onion, and asparagus. Or treat yourself for yourself to your choice of our beer battered walleye or with julienne potato fries or pan-fried walleye with balsamic Brussels sprouts and roasted red potatoes.
Is there anything better than pan-fried walleye?
Ooh.
Levante Brothers, is there anything better?
I don't think so.
I
don't think so either. So I love
tasty.
A good, oh my God.
Good fish
fries. Yep.
Yeah. Good smiles.
Yeah. Yep. What about for the Packer game Sunday?
Well, we are actually going to be closed.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to be. I know you normally are on Sunday.
We have
I didn't
our
know.
Holiday party on Sunday. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's it.
But, they're not a sponsor, and I don't know if they're a big competitor, but that you were playing Philly, right? The Philly cheesesteak place on Main Street.
Yeah.
That's a great. That's like they have customer service like you do. It's just
awesome.
A great. And I like going there. They don't know that I have a radio show, but
don't you love it when you're paying to advertise and he brings up a competitor?
It's not a competitor.
Isn't that fun?
I don't see that as a competitor.
Yeah.
I think
no,
you.
Well, you wouldn't, Jim, because
anyway,
the mayor of Milwaukee a great mayor?
He was great,
and now he's an ambassador, and I'm stuck next to you.
Ashley, tell us about the mayor of O'Connell Falls.
Yeah, there you go.
How much you
there
love you him.
So, Ashley, I'm having lunch at your place at 2 o'clock today.
Okay.
And it's just your hours. I mean, some people think it's like the dinner hours or... But
No. I know for lunch.
Yeah. No, we are open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
And actually, 11 to 10, Monday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, we're open till 11. So, 11 to 11. So, yeah. Come in for lunch.
Anytime.
Yes.
That's what I think is
outstanding.
Cool. Yeah, I love your food and your customer service, as I tell you every time, is second to none.
Well, if it wasn't for the Heights Pub and Parlor, we wouldn't be having the pleasure of these two gentlemen. Nikki, jump in right here. Fill it in today for these guys.
Green Bay's
awesome.
Own. Right. How about it? Welcome to the studio, guys.
Where's your Whammy
Thank
Award?
You. Thank you for having us.
Right. Yeah, do you introduce
but you know
yourselves,
what?
Like, though?
If you said, I got two guys here from Tennessee, nobody would say, oh, no. You got
might.
That Tennessee look to yourself. You got that country look.
It's definitely that a Schwabenon look, I think.
Oh, yeah.
More so.
Well, the green and gold.
The
definitely.
Green and gold, yeah.
Yes.
I got to support it. Yeah. We are diehard Packer fans, first and foremost. My name is Derek, and this is?
My name is Brett.
And we're the Levante Brothers.
Derek and Brett, welcome! So Mino fell in love with you at Channel 5 recently and said, you have to come in studio.
I think the roles should be reversed. We fell in love with him.
Oh, God.
The energy
please,
you
no,
bring,
no,
the smile,
I'm
the laugh.
Awesome.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
That's a quick way to get kicked off.
Right.
Stop that. I asked you guys, and I know everybody probably asked this, so I was that dumb guy that had to ask, are you related to Terry and Bobby Labonte?
Yep. We did not get confirmation.
But you might be, right?
But we might be. I mean, we were always told from a younger age, like, there's a chance. So, if you look at Bobby or Terry, they look just like my grandpa.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. I mean, like, to an extent, would you say? Or am I just blowing smoke?
I think you're blowing smoke.
Can I see what you want to see? Hang on to that. Don't do any more research.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. Hang on to it.
Yeah.
My research includes just asking around.
There you go.
And just taking somebody's word for it. So I guess.
And keep asking until somebody agrees with you. That's my strategy.
I think it works, though.
Yeah.
All right. So you're new on the scene.
Yeah, relatively. I would say us playing together. So we've been playing. We've been playing together. I mean, since. Do I get closer?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, perfect. There we go.
Next session.
We've been playing together since the basements of our house. I mean, just jamming.
So as kids.
Yeah, essentially.
Really?
We worked ourselves up from the basement to the living room to the garage.
Wow.
To
when your parents were home? Did you ever get that good?
Well, that's where we started. We had to make sure they weren't home.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Did you ever get good enough where they would stick around to listen to you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you've made it.
My graduation party was the first time, high school graduation party, was the first time I ever played in front of people.
For real?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I played, and then I remember looking at my dad, and my dad looks at me and he goes, so that's what you've been working on.
Yeah, right.
So it was like, nice. Yeah, so all the times we were downstairs jamming and stuff, you'd open the door and be like, quiet.
Yeah.
So we were playing that loud for that long.
Well, sure.
And then I was learning from YouTube. He learned from, he had a class in middle school that he took, and we just decided, you know what, we should do this together.
How about jamming out? Do you write your music?
I've been writing my own stuff and dabbling. So I've been doing that the past year. If you want to check out my TikTok.
Yeah.
Jim and I are going to check out the TikTok. Yeah.
The TikTok, on the interwebs.
I think you have to check out TikTok today because the Supreme Court's getting that and they're going to shut that down.
Yeah, so
you
got
to go to Lemonade.
Yeah.
Are you on Lemonade?
I'm not sure what that is.
That's
me
TikTok.
Neither.
Okay, John.
Oh my God!
I have zero idea.
Are you impressed? I read this this morning.
Yeah,
I am impressed.
The TikTok
equivalent. States, yeah, right.
But the United States government doesn't want TikTok because it's owned by name of that parent company? Anyway, it starts with a B. And so then TikTok thinks they're going to lose. That's the Supreme Court, but they're like, if we're going to lose, we're going to direct people. So it's called Lemonade. And you can download it for free. Right, Todd?
Oh, there we go.
I guess.
So here's Lemonade.
Right, Todd? So I see you're the research person.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just talked for a minute of something I know nothing about. Yeah. So
we could not tell.
So Andy confirmed this.
And social media? Yeah. Jim, not your real
this
house.
This is weird.
So TikTok or Lemon, how do we get a hold of you?
We have a Facebook page, Labonte Brothers. I'm not sure. I'm sure that's not going away.
There's some people that
you can find us there. That's us. So we've been playing together for the past 2 years now.
Great.
Been doing shows together.
Just about.
Yeah. Fun. And that's been absolutely amazing. I mean, the stuff that we get to do together, playing these places, creating memories, making people smile, have a good time. That's what it's all about. Music brings people together, and that's what
but
we feel
you,
really lucky
and, to do. And when you're writing, from the heart.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So if you go to my TikTok or my Instagram or wherever,
any
if
of
you want
the
to
socials.
Find me. Yeah, I guess I post a lot of my music on there, my solo stuff. A lot of those songs are very heartfelt. I wrote a song. I just had a child named Ledger.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I wrote him a song on there.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so definitely some songs that just speak about me in my life and our life. I know Brett's dabbling too and writing his own stuff, so we're definitely working on that part, but we play a lot of covers at our shows and a lot of country music, a lot of music that's hopefully going to get you up and dance, smile, grab the person next to you and give them a big old hug.
Nice.
And dance. That's the way we grew up playing.
Tried that once. Yeah. Charges still pending.
Yeah. It's called a restraining order.
All right, let's hear you guys.
All right, so we do have a few songs here that we had an idea of. We decided... in honor of Friday, we'll play an Eric Church song, Drink in My Hand. So this one goes out to anybody going to Fox Harbor tonight?
The Heights.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
Poor Ashley. Brian's going to be like, that's it.
She bought it from him.
All right, here we go.
Free set at the Heights.
Early morning till Friday at 5, man, I work, Lord, I don't climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week, We're the trouble to drown, no need to complicate it. I'm a simple man, all you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, the parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I'll take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down a long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. And fill it up, I'll throw it down. I'm about to tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm a rocket man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Make me wanna go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drop me off, take the long way around. You be my little Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My head, Monday morning, that alarm clock says,
pretty good now.
Goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. And fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Ah, ooh, yeah.
That was great.
Phenomenal. That
was great. Awesome.
Yeah. So I have to say this. The best thing about the entire morning is that I was sitting here listening to them play and sing, and I was watching Jim, and he was singing along.
I wrote, people must just shout right back. All I got
to
do is,
what did
right?
I whisper to you, Jim, during the middle of their song?
I wasn't listening.
I don't know if you listen to Eric Church, but he sounds exactly like Eric Church.
Yeah.
I thought he whispered Nugani's national anthem. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, so you guys, that was original.
No. Oh, no, that was Eric Church.
Oh, that's
Eric Church.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I don't follow a lot of music. See, I'm giving you a lot of credit. Tell me who inspired you, though. I want to hear. Was it
like
Eric Church?
Locally and stuff.
Locally, I mean, the main influence that we both had was our great uncle Roy. He has hence passed, but growing up, going to family events and stuff like that, he would come out and just kind of whip out his guitar and play classics anywhere from Hank Sr. to Jimmy Dickens, Merle Haggard, and just all them, and just play for everybody at family reunions or just get-togethers and stuff like that. And just from there, just always had that hankering to kind of
try that out. Perform when the family reunions got together? Okay, boys, get up there, sing a song for everybody.
Well, we started like building up with him. So we'd go to his basement sometimes as well, and he would just teach us a G chord, C chord a lot, and like how to really find a rhythm. So being kids, like watching, we'd sit cross-legged and just be mesmerized by what he's doing. I mean, it was amazing. And like, it was a big influence, like what Brett said, a huge influence on both. We wanted to be just like him. We wanted to play camp parties, deer camp, you know, that was our big show, right?
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of family
we
wanted to play deer camp.
We wanted to go to deer camp.
So that was like the big deal, because he would come down and play for 3-4 hours, and we would just sit there, you know, everybody smiling, having a few drinks, just having a great time. That's what we wanted to do.
How proud would he be of you guys right now?
I think he would be a little floored that we're on the radio right now. That's for sure.
And then he'd do some research and say, well, that's not that hard. No, I hope you had a chance to tell him that.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, that was very from the heart, what you just said about him, both you guys. And I just... Yeah, we need to tell people that, because he...
And usually it's a teacher, but to be an uncle is awesome.
Family, right?
Yeah. I mean, everything that... like I said, when we go and play and stuff, it's all... We wear our emotions on our sleeves, our heart on our sleeves. We play music because we saw it from him, and the joy and the smiles and the laughter. I mean, music can bring people together
absolutely
more than you know. random people singing the same song. Right. So, you know, and just connecting. So that's what it's all about.
The Labonte Brothers, they are awesome. Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Real quick break. Back with more right after this. And this is a great song, too. Everyday People, Sly, 1971. Back after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you. New Nordic.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. A little slippery out there. You guys said you saw some cars slipping and a sliding coming in, huh?
Yeah, especially the roundabout. Okay, the roundabout going over the bridge into Pier.
Yeah.
That roundabout gets
slick.
Super busy.
So slick. Yeah, unbelievable.
So be careful, please.
Because you got to, like, dart in when you do have an opening. You got to, like, gun it.
Yeah.
Oh, easy, Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, hey, Labonte, wow.
Yeah. Ashley over here.
Yield sign. You don't have to stop.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Also fast. Mm-hmm. Also fast.
Nikki, you were asking them during the break.
Well, okay, so as you're writing, right, I was tooling through some of your socials, and one of the things that you have written about is, and again, you hit on a lot of really cool things about the togetherness of music, that it brings people together, family time, super important. You wrote a song about your dad. You've lost your dad,
yeah.
And I'm so sorry. But incredibly meaningful song. Tell us about what that does for you in that process to write about it. And now to perform.
It's honestly, it's pretty liberating because writing gives you a sense. And I've always written my entire life. Like writing, I've always had notebooks and just write and journal. I've been journaling actually to my son from the time I found out my wife was pregnant, just writing little daily stuff to him now being 2 months old. But that really inspires
such cool. Fantastic family chromosomes here.
Yeah.
How much you're family people.
Yeah, because for us, family is a big deal. I mean, losing our father too, and being able to write that song is about our deer camp and our favorite place in the world. And just how nothing's changed. We're just missing you pretty much the only thing that's changed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually stopped playing music for a while. I know I did when we found out my father passed. I'm going to be turning 33 January 16th. So if anyone wants to send me a gift,
there
nice.
You go.
All right. But I'm going to be turning 33, and he passed away in 2015, almost 10 years ago. And I stopped playing for a while because that was kind of a big thing, too. He'd always be standing in the corner up at camp being like, play that one song, play it, you know.
There was never that one song.
Yeah, it was never that one. We never knew what song he wanted.
And yeah, no matter what song we played, it'd always be, that wasn't it. No.
Yeah,
it was that one that went like.
As he lets you get through the entire song.
It's the one that goes like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, let's just play this one.
Okay, but here's what I want you to know. He's always in your corner. And he is still requesting that song.
He is. And one of our favorite song to play is his favorite song. It's actually Chicken Fried. So he actually got a tattoo of that "Let Freedom Ring" on his arm. But
that's cool.
When we got together and started playing again, I mean that's what inspired me. It's like I know that's what he would probably want. So when we got back together, and actually started getting back into it, had to knock off some of the rust and thank goodness. I want to shout out La Vie Tavern for their open mics and all that. And just the people there are amazing to bring local musicians together. So that really helped as well, and that's what really. I mean, now it's just a snowball effect.
And how are we doing in Northeast Wisconsin here with venues?
I think there's venues popping up everywhere.
There are.
You know?
Crazy amount.
Yeah. And I think it could be a
correlation. People need to get out and support those because those are... Okay, go ahead. I want to hear what you think.
But we want to hear this song. We're running short on time here. Can you please play this song? I want to hear it.
All right. So they do have a couple of upcoming gigs, right? Correct. January 17th up in Marinette at Campgrounds.
Crossroads.
So
Crossroads Pub and Grub.
A late birthday present.
We'll be playing 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Next Friday. And I do have a solo show on January 22nd. It's a Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And where's that?
La Vie Tavern.
Downtown DePere, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. Tell us what you're going to play right now. And take us out into the weekend, please.
Yeah. We'll play a Tyler Chiller song if you guys are cool with that.
Absolutely.
It's Feathered Indians.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there have been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. And hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering songs softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly, I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight. Well, my heart is sweating bullets from circles it has raced, like a little feathered Indian calling out the clouds for rain. And I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it lead me one more. And hold me close, my dear, and sing your whispering songs softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and And now I can always count on you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of the documentary Gold, Paige McKenna, into the studio. And with a preview of the next episode of New Wisco Weekend, host Lisa Hale stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Donald Trump sentenced. I'm Sherry Preston. This hour, President-elect Donald Trump is appearing before a New York judge facing sentencing in the hush money case for which he was found guilty of 34 felonies. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky has more.
His lawyers arguing that Trump, as president-elect, is deeply involved in the transition and that going ahead with sentencing would cause harm to the institution of the presidency. But a narrowly divided Supreme Court refused Trump's request for a delay, saying the burden that sentencing will impose on the president-elect's responsibilities is relatively insubstantial. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who Trump appointed, sided with Chief Justice Roberts and the liberals. Trump appointees Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, along with Justices Thomas and Alito, said they would have granted a stay.
Trump had faced up to 4 years in jail, but now he'll face no real punishment. He will, however, become the first president convicted and sentenced for a crime. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with W.